Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Chirac is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is the president of Chirac Financial Services. It's a family-owned business specializing in financial planning and financial products and assistance that he provides to small business owners just like you. He's the author of If Your Money Talk, What Secrets Would It Tell? And he's here to talk to us about something very interesting and very timely. Gary Chirac, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate being here.
It's good to have you back. So we've got a lot of unemployment in America, Gary. But if you look at, if you segment the working class folks, the folks in America who are looking for work, I should say, and you segment out the young people, the 20-somethings, especially the ones who are, you know, just starting their career, it's much higher for that group than it is for the average, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's extremely difficult for young people to find jobs today.
Yeah. Is that really the case, Gary, or is it extremely difficult for them to find the jobs that they want?
Well, yeah, your answer is better than mine, Jim. You're clearly correct in that. It's really the job they want or the job they dreamed about or whatever they were thinking. That job isn't readily available. I mean, in some cases it is, but mostly it's not.
Well, let's think about this pressure that's been put on them. I don't know about you, but when I graduated from college, I didn't have any debt because I didn't know how to get a loan. In those days, I don't even know if they loaned money back in those days. But I gutted it out and worked my way through college, and I didn't owe any money when I got out. Okay, those were simpler times. Tuition wasn't really, as relatively speaking, wasn't as expensive as it is now. But kids today are graduating with somebody, either them in the form of debt or their parents in the form of a lot of savings, are spending tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on an education. And so they're expecting big things when they get that diploma, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're expecting.
And it's not happening.
No, it's not happening. And part of it is because a lot of people who should be retired by now aren't retired because of some things that have happened in our economy, and therefore they're working longer. And the job market in general isn't what it was, 15, 20 years ago because jobs have gone other places. So there's a lot of problems and a lot of pressures on these young people coming out of school.
There were other things that happened too, though, Gary. If you remember, back in the '90s, people were hiring kids out of college and paying them ridiculous salaries. Back in 2005 and 2006, kids were graduating with just a marketing degree or something and coming right out of college making $70,000-$80,000. I remember those days. Well, everything's reset now. Those maybe now is too punitive for the young kids, but clearly those other scenarios were way too generous, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's in people in their minds, isn't it? Because when a lot of these kids started to college or were about to go to college, those things were happening. 4 years later, it's not happening.
Well, I think that's totally true too. I think that we were overpaying our younger people. They weren't very talented. They were just brand new, and we got extremely exuberant with our payroll.
Yeah.
And it caused a problem, and it did. It certainly contributes to the problem we have today.
They weren't worth what they were making in those days. There's no way they were worth. When my son was like a 15-year-old, 14, 15-year-old, a neighbor wanted him to help him do some work in a field, just do some trash collecting and, burning some brush and things like that. It's the first job he really ever had, and I said, and he asked me, he said, can your son help me? I said, yes. He said, I'll pay him. I said, well, okay, that's fine. But I said, don't pay him minimum wage. Don't even pay him minimum wage. Pay him something less than that. He said, why? I said, because I don't want him to think he's worth that much at 14 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have a good point.
Well, you know, we've got to be one of my mentors said this to me one time. I asked him for a raise once. I was just a pup. And I asked him for a raise. I was audacious enough to ask him for a raise. He said, Jim, you got to understand something. We're all only worth so much to our company. You know, there comes to a point when you know, you're not worth what you're asking for.
Well, it's an interesting story. When I got out of college, Jim, I had a degree in English, which wasn't worth much since I wasn't going to teach. And I spent time, which is a problem, and I did some sociology and psychology. Those are the things I studied in school. I went to Miami of Ohio and Oxford. And I got out of school and looked for a job, didn't really find one. Finally, a friend of my father's offered me a job selling waxes and polishes and auto parts, which I knew absolutely nothing about.
An English teacher going into sales. That's interesting. I mean, English student going into sales.
Clueless. Yeah. Totally clueless. And I had never done anything like this my whole life. And the guy said, I'll pay you $100 a week. And then he said, in commission. And I said, well, okay, I needed a job. I was kind of bored, and I couldn't find anything anywhere else, so I took the job. And when I got my first paycheck, I got $87.
Uh-huh.
And I never forget, I walked into his office, and his name was Phil, very nice man. I said, Phil, this isn't going to work. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I got my check, and I said, it's $87. He said, you said you're going to pay me $100. He said, well, Gary, there's taxes and Social Security. I said, Phil, you got to do me a favor. So I said, pay me $100, so when I come home, at least I have $100 in my account. I said, I can't live on $87. And he said, you've been here 2 weeks and you want a raise. I said, Phil, trust me, it'll be a good decision on your part. Just give me the $100 and don't give me a hard time about this. And he looked at me and he says, unbelievable, 2 weeks and I'm giving you a raise. And he just shook his head and I left. But I turned out to be a very good salesman, and he made very good money off of me. And, you know, the story was that it wasn't a bad $13 he invested.
Do you see that kind of – but see, he paid you because you had some spunk. You had some – you had a little fire in your belly. You basically sold him like he wanted you to sell customers.
Precisely.
When you see the young people today, do you see that kind of fire?
No, and I'm very disturbed by that. In fact, Jim, it's very interesting. I've tried to hire a protege for myself. I need someone to follow me around.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had three different potentials. One of them I actually thought I hired and he no-showed. We had agreed on a salary. We agreed on a really nice commission. And he never even came in. I never heard a word from him, not a phone call, nothing. Mm. The day he was going to start, he never showed up. And I thought, well, that was not very classy.
Right.
And I spent probably three months interviewing him, having other people I trust interview him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. No, there's a lack of that.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Gary to share some more ideas on what he thinks is wrong and he's got some ideas on how to fix this younger generation, if whatever they need fixing. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingham. Gary Sorak is our guest. His book is called If Money Talked.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.